Good morning to everyone. I recently attended a funeral for a nephew. It was a very lovely and well-done memorial service, and it was certainly good to see other relatives at the funeral, some that I had not seen for a long time. And as it happens, some of us told each other that we needed to get together more often, stay in contact, etc., in essence, strengthen our family bonds. Now, I'm sure many of you listening identify with my experience. Brethren, family is essential for our well-being as an individual. Each one of us needs to feel loved, appreciated, and needed. The Bible talks a lot about family and its importance. Jesus was raised in a family and had several siblings, including, I'm sure, inevitable family dynamics. We are called children of God in several places in the Bible, including 1 John 3:1, where it says, quote, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are," it says. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, it states plainly, "To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Friends, regardless of your earthly family situation, you can be, in fact, you are destined to be, in the spiritual family of God. Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote a beautiful song many years ago entitled, "The Family of God." The first verse of this song goes like this, quote, "I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God." Friends, I for one am glad to be part of the family of God. Brethren, I feel very strongly that we all need a church family. Each of us needs spiritual brothers and sisters in Christ to share our life experiences, our joys, our pains, our successes, and our failures. Each of us also has an inherent need to help lovingly carry the burdens of our brothers and sisters in Christ as they go through life. Each of us also needs spiritual brothers and sisters to simply be there, just to be there during our Christian journey. Brethren, if you do not have a church family now, it is my hope and prayer that God will lead you to one where you will feel welcome and will fulfill your needs, but also a church family where you can help fulfill someone else's need. Amen.